Ultimately, of course, the deviation would mean to try to enjoy at Krishna's expense, right? Try to have sense gratification and try to exploit Krishna and Krishna's devotees. That is the most dangerous deviation. But there are neophyte deviations. In the preliminary stage, we may deviate sometimes, right? Like instead of staying in the association of devotees, we may go out, mix with some materialistic people, or we may deviate in various ways. But the ultimate deviation is to try to exploit Krishna for our sense enjoyment. So we should never want to have any kind of sense enjoyment. We should simply think of rendering service to Krishna. And then automatically we'll enjoy. Like we like to eat food, right? Everyone likes to enjoy food, right? And in Krishna consciousness, we get a lot of Krishna prasad and we enjoy Krishna's prasad, right? If we offer to Krishna with love, and then the prasad comes back to us, and then we can enjoy. So Krishna consciousness is not a dry process. It's a very wonderfully nectarian process.